Venerable Geshe-la said, with respect to the whole world situation, there is no much reason to worry. So his instruction is we need to stop worrying. There's no reason to worry. With respect to the difficult situations that are appearing to us, and we can apply this to any difficult situation we experience, we do not know whether they are good or are bad. We don't know. And if we don't know, we can not do anything about the situation. So then, what do we have to do? So we should make our life peaceful and happy. This is our main job. This is the main function of a Dharma practitioner, to make our life peaceful and happy. How? This is what we all wish for. How do we do that? By putting Buddha Dharma or Buddha's teachings into practice. So important advice. This is our job. And we can say mainly, maybe it's even our main job. Why? Because we want to be happy all the time. And we understand only if my mind is peaceful, I can actually be happy. If my mind is not peaceful, yeah, if my mind is disturbed, upset, frustrated, depressed, angry, jealous, how do you want to be happy? Not possible. Yeah, so peaceful mind is our main job. I think this is such a good recognition, such a practical recognition. And although we have maybe heard it already many times, do you have continually a peaceful mind? Because then you would be happy all the time. So if this is not the case, we need to improve our Dharma practice or our development of inner peace. So this is our job, to make our life peaceful and happy. It's no one else's job. No one else. It's not the job of our partner. It's not the job of our teacher. It's not the job of our mother or our father or our children. It's not their job to make us peaceful and happy. It's our job. It's our responsibility. So we can understand it's our main job. Wonderful. And if we do that, then we can solve our problems through the practice of Dharma, of course. And we know everything is uncertain in samsara. Everything, without exception, is nature, is the nature of samsara. Yeah? And samsara is the nature of an impure life. So, samsara is the experience of a cycle of an impure life. Yeah, again and again, we experience this impure life. And what is the impurity? Impurity of an impure life is or are our delusions, or in particular, a root delusion of self-grasping ignorance. Yeah, and this self-grasping ignorance has the function to destroy our mental peace again and again. Every day, many times, many times. Yeah, through grasping, grasping, grasping. Yeah, this self-grasping mind is our real and only enemy. So through practicing Dharma, we can learn to recognize, reduce, and finally destroy this inner enemy of ignorance and grasping, yeah? Which includes, of course, also ignorance of self-cherishing and ignorance of karma. So we ourselves should be an example for other people. So we should do a good job. Yeah, because we want to follow Venerable Geshe-la's advice. We take on board this job and we try to do our very best that we can develop and maintain a peaceful mind all the time so that we will be happy all the time. This is the best example that you can show to other people. And actually, I think this is really what this world needs. Yeah, to understand where is actually happiness coming from. Where? Only from a peaceful mind, nowhere else. Okay, so how do we do that? How do we solve our problems? How do we maintain a peaceful mind, happy mind all the time? This is only possible by putting Dharma into practice. There's no other method available. And I like to repeat what Venerable Geshe-la said. He said, I know I have said this hundreds of times and I will repeat it. So there is no other method available. Doesn't exist other than practicing Dharma, holy Kadam Dharma, to fulfill this wish of being free from problems and suffering and happy all the time.